esperar. I will praise the one who made it all. I will praise the one who's greater, is greater. Dark cannot yet understand his height or his depth. I'm just here to witness the beast still in his presence. He is the goodest, holding freedom in his hands. Where he goes, I will follow. There is life in his command. I will praise the one who made it all. And I will praise the one who's greater. I will praise the one who made it all. Who's greater, is greater. My heart a mirror is thick with your majesty. And my mind reels in wonder when I marvel who you are. My heart a mirror is thick with your majesty. And my spirit flies out from in my chest. The Lord is in me. My Lord visit me, Holy Spirit visit me. And I will praise the one who made it all. I will praise the one who's greater. I will praise the one who made it all. I will praise the one who's greater, is greater. I will praise you, Lord. I will praise the one who made it all. Oh, 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 oh. I will praise the one who's greater.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
And so we should not recklessly or lightly say, God said. We should understand. Now you can say, this is my understanding of what the Word of God says. And I believe this based upon this scripture, and this is my understanding. It's important how you say what you say. We speak life or death with our words. Have you ever heard two attorneys arguing? They can argue all day over one word, over the context of one thing. Why are they doing that? Because that's what they get paid to do, to question the other individual. And listen, church, the church is being questioned today in regards to our faith. The world wants to know. The decisions you make and the life that you live, the decisions you make and the life that you live is based upon what criteria? Is it based upon your feelings? Is it based upon an organization? Or is it based upon a religious, personal experience? Now, they use the word religion. I'm going to call it personal. So you're allowed to have a personal translation, and your claim must always circle back to a religious belief, and it has to be based on something. It has to be based on something. So if you followed this, a federal court on Friday, this past Friday, again temporarily blocked President Joe Biden's vaccine and testing mandate. This is the second time it's been pushed back, rejecting a Justice Department request to lift the freeze. So there's a 24-page ruling, not going to go into all of that stuff. But the way this has been put into place, OSHA, and maybe you've heard something about OSHA in our state. In fact, our governor has been talking about doing away with OSHA in the state of Florida. Boy, that's got some heads rolling. Whether he plans to do it or not, or he's just shaking them up a little, I don't know. But this is an enforcement mandate that has been pushed through OSHA. And so OSHA becomes, they become the military arm that is going to put charges against businesses. And so businesses, obviously, if you have a lot of employees who are choosing not to be vaccinated, you let them continue to work. And OSHA is saying, we're going to fine your company $14,000 or whatever it is per incident, up to $130,000 per person in the company. You could be looking at millions of dollars. And so you're a Christian. Now, as a Christian, you may say, I don't have an issue with that vaccine. And if you've researched it, and that's the conclusion you've come to, then the Word of God says you're even to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm not your judge. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm here to judge the fact that we have leaders that are mandating things that are not legal. And it is taking away our freedom. Listen, if today it's my right to work on a job and I have an occupation, as I had a family call, and she said, my daughter works at, I think it was one of the hospitals in West Palm, I won't name it, and they've already given her notice that either she is vaccinated by this date or else she will be terminated. Well, now this date has been pushed off again. It was January, I believe, the 4th, and now it has been once again shoved off. It's going to be looked at further. This is still in the works. This is going on. We need to be in prayer about this, because this is just one thing in the big agenda to take away our religious freedom and our freedoms as a nation. Now, someone will probably hear this and say McLean is way off base and he has no business talking about any of this stuff. And that's fine if that's the way you feel, but I'm going to stand before God. And I'm going to give an account. Have any of you read about the watchman on the wall? The watchman on the wall is required to report what they see coming. They're required. Now, if the watchman does not report that an enemy is coming, then the watchman holds the responsibility for the lives that are lost, and God actually holds him accountable for recklessness. If the watchman on the wall sees what is coming and warns the people, then the people individually become responsible for their own decisions. God has called me to be a watchman on the wall. And so as a watchman on the wall, it has nothing to do with my opinion, has nothing to do with my feelings. It has everything to do with what I see coming and what I read in the book. What does God's Word say? And what is coming? What is happening? How is the Word to be applied to what's going on in the world? Now let me say something else before I go any further. If you or your family have been vaccinated, then I believe God is bigger. Let me just say, if I don't get vaccinated, and I should have been, God is bigger than my failure if I did it in good conscience. Right? I mean, if I did what I believed was right, and I honestly sought God for wisdom, and I should have been vaccinated, I wasn't vaccinated, then God's going to take care of my health because He's my healer anyway. So you who are in Christ, if you've been vaccinated, I want you to know that Romans 8 still works for you. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, even if it's wrong. Because if you've been vaccinated, somebody just gave the word this morning that you, even the poison, why is that in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, that you can, you know, you can handle the snakes? Paul handled the snakes. They were in the wood. All the islanders expected him to die. The snake had latched itself on his hand. It was poisonous. He shook it off in the fire. They all stood there waiting for him to die. He didn't die. Now, he did not die because the snake was having a bad day and was out of venom. He did not die because he was on assignment from God. And because Paul was on assignment from God, all hell had no authority to take his life 1 second before his work was completed. And so as a child of God, you have every right to say, I did or I didn't. I did it in good faith. I did it with the understanding, with peace in my heart. Then give it to God. Amen? Amen. And I'm not here to judge any of our precious people. I love you all. And as the guys know, whether it was on Monday night or on a Saturday morning, in the kingdom of God, every one of us should be big enough in the Lord to respect each other, even if we don't agree with each other. Hello? And to not endeavor to manipulate or control another person based upon my great wisdom. I am not your Holy Spirit, and you are not my Holy Spirit. God dials direct, so He knows your number. And so whatever is in your personal walk with God, it's between you and God, and let no man judge you in your personal walk with God. And so there's no condemnation. Hello? So I was moved by the Holy Spirit to address some of these questions. And I'm going to share some of this with you very quickly in the next few moments. One of the questions is, please identify, this is in reference to the mandate. Please identify your sincerely held religious belief, practice or observant, that is the basis for your request for an exemption. Please identify your sincerely held religious belief. You even know what that is? I hope you do. Could you write it down? We all should be able to, should we not? We should be able to say, this is my personal belief. And so this is just something I put together based upon the research I had and based upon mostly my conscience and my walk with God. I base my request on religious grounds as a person of deep personal faith. And I am. I hold sincere and unwavering beliefs based upon my personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my Savior. My personal faith is a religious mandate to adhere to God's to the Bible as God's holy word for both my faith and my personal conduct. This personal faith conviction, based upon my understanding of God's word and God's will for my life, forbids me, now this is me, not you, but forbids me from accepting a COVID-19 vaccination. I have the right, I'm your pastor, I'm just telling you, this is my position, okay? So I understand that under Title 7 of the Civil Rights Act, an employer must not discriminate against any employee or applicant on the basis of that individual's sincerely held religious beliefs. Amen? Do you want someone to say, because you're born again Christian, you're not qualified to work here? Because you're not a Baptist, you're not qualified to work here? I mean, some nations have a state religion, and the state pays the pastors. Yes, the state pays the pastors. And the pastors can only say what the state approves them to say. And there has been a breakaway, a great breakaway in many of those nations because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and godly men and women who have said, I don't need to work for the state. God's going to take care of me regardless. And so take me off your checklist. I don't care if I have your retirement. I don't care if I have your insurance. I don't care if I have any of your benefits. I'm going to serve God regardless. That is conviction. That's not religion. Religion says, and I know pastors that take this position, well, I really have to stay in the organization because I've been saving up all my retirement for all of these years, and I'm going to have a great pension and I have great benefits. That's nothing more than compromised religion. Compromised religion. This is how we lose our convictions and begin to compromise. We're reminded of how someone else may think about us, how someone else may judge us, how someone else may have the opportunity to take away some of our blessings or benefit. If you're listening, why are we filling organizations where they don't believe in the freedom of the Holy Spirit? They don't believe in tongues with interpretation. They don't believe in healing and the laying on of hands. They don't believe in preaching against sin. They don't believe in standing on the Word of God. So Christian people who listen to the Word of God, why would you support something that is a compromise against the Word of God? Hallelujah. Now somebody's going to just say, Jonathan's off the cart. That's okay. I don't know I may only have 50 more good years, and I want to use them all for God. Okay, there's a second question. Please briefly explain how you're sincerely, listen to this. Please explain how your sincerely held religious belief that was just written down, or practice, or observance, conflicts with the department's vaccine requirement. Well, how many of you thought about that? Please explain. Well, thank you very much, I will. I believe, number one, I believe God's Word states that God is man's master, designer, and creator. I believe God's creative design is without defect and must not be altered or tampered with by any product or vaccine that could or would alter the DNA or genetic order of God's original design. You need to write something down. We need to have an answer ready to give. Thank you, Jody, for saying, hey, I have something. Awesome. God bless you. Every one of us in this room needs something in our hand. When someone calls and says, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a grandson. He's in the military. I believe he's been in for 7 years. He's going to be terminated. You know why? Because he says, I'm not going to take the shot. I don't want to risk being sterile. I want to have children. This has not been fully proven. It's an emergency vaccine, and it is not like the others. And he said, on that basis, and they said, you're going to be terminated. She said, what can I tell my grandson? Many people have questions. So what is the foundation? It has to be the Word of God, not my opinion, not your opinion. If I'm going to answer, I need to have the Word of God. It needs to be biblically balanced. And so I'm going to answer like a pastor, because that's what I am. You're going to answer like a man or woman of God, because that's who you are. And let me just say this. If you've had one vaccine, they're going to come and want to give you another. If you've had two vaccines, they're going to come and want to give you another. If you've had three vaccines, they're coming and wanting to give you another. Let me ask you this. I'm telling you why I'm not going to receive a vaccine from the Word of God. It's my personal position. If you receive a vaccine, you should have a biblical, personal position that guides you in making that decision. Many people that I know that receive the vaccine, they were told you have to do it for your health's sake. Are you serious? I could have died every day. Paul said, I die daily. He said, I'm alive for one reason. God is not finished with me yet. So I would say to this, whatever we do in word or deed, may it all be done to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. And so if I'm going to put something in this body, I'm not going to drink poison if I know it's poison, even if it came from McDonald's. I'm just saying. You say, but I thought the Word said. Yeah, but the Word is not saying test me in this. The Word says give God your tithe. And then test God in that. It doesn't say to test Him with a rattlesnake or to test Him with a bottle of poison. But if the enemy's trying to kill you, God is saying, I'm bigger than every plan of the devil against you. And this is the question. Are we going to be fearful? Are we going to be bullied? Are we going to be pushed by the government and by medical science? Or are we going to live our lives by the Word of God? Father, I ask that you'd help me. Because, Father, I know that this is controversial. But I pray, Father, that your people would be led by the Holy Spirit. Lead us, Father. Your word even tells us that we're like dumb sheep. Have mercy on us, God. Many times we don't know any better. So lead us and guide us, Lord. It's the promise, Father, of your Holy Spirit that you would lead us and guide us into all truth. May everyone in this room, may all of your people become people of truth who are not moved by the deceiving plans of the enemy or by the silence in the pulpit or by the bully in the news media. May we be led by the Holy Spirit. Genesis 1:27. I believe God's word states that God is my designer and God doesn't make any junk. So God created, Genesis 1:27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female. He created them. I believe that my body is the temple of God and that the Holy Spirit dwells in me and that I am to carefully and prayerfully seek to honor God in every aspect of my daily life, including what I eat, what I drink, and what I allow to impact my life and my health. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, or do you not know that your body, my body, is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. I read this and I hear the Father saying, Jonathan, I've redeemed you. You belong to me. You're my property. You're God's property. The devil does not have authority on God's property. For you were bought with a price, which was what? The blood of Jesus Christ. So glorify God in your body. The other scriptures, not really time to go to them, but 1 Corinthians 3:17, 16 and 17, check that out. Go to Daniel, study Daniel, Daniel 1, chapter 8, where Daniel is brought into the land and Daniel says, I will not defile this body. I'm not going to eat the king's meat. I'm not going to eat his rich foods. I'm not going to eat his menu. God has dealt with me. There are certain things that I can and can't do, and I'm not going to compromise that conviction. Your conviction may be a little different than mine. Amen. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm just saying, have your conviction established before you have to make a decision. Okay? That second question, explain. Okay, there's more. The second point, I believe God's word states that every life from conception to the grave is God ordained. Every life, every life. That includes every one of you in here. Every life, God ordained. In other words, you're here on God's purpose and with a purpose. On purpose, with a purpose. Now listen, these are my convictions. Any medical product or vaccine that is derived in whole or in part from research or production that includes experimentation or exploitation of human fetal tissue is in direct opposition to the value God has placed on every life, violating my conscience. Embryos. Not for every vaccine, but for several of these current vaccines. Baby fetuses, embryos have been used in the research. I'm telling you my conviction. My conviction is, if you're killing babies and selling baby parts, then don't bring me any of those parts in a bottle and expect to stick that in my arm. I will not receive it. Because God has created life and it's not for me to tamper with. Now let me tell you, a lot of people have been vaccinated. They don't have a clue what I'm talking about. But if you do your homework and your research, you're going to find out that what I'm telling you is established, and there's tons of doctors and tons of scientists that will stand up and say, this is not a good thing. And that baby fetuses have been involved in the development of it.